Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
Amen. Come on, turn to somebody and say, Merry Christmas. I am glad to be back. I was down with a head cold, down but not out. So you can't keep a good person down, right? Can't keep a person of God down. So turn to somebody and say, you look good this Christmas Eve. I'm excited about tonight. How many are enjoying tonight? You've enjoyed yourself tonight so far. Let's pray. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would just touch our hearts. Let us hear something that's, God, on time. Something that helps us connect the dots with everything that's going on in our lives. And we thank you for this amazing Christmas story that we're able to really enter into and understand and value and celebrate. And so we celebrate you. We celebrate the story. We celebrate the process. We celebrate Christ Jesus tonight. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. So I got so excited really thinking about what God wanted to say. I studied for Sunday. I was ready to come. I was ready to come and give you the word, trust the giver. But evidently, God had some other plans in mind. So y'all got to hear Apostle on Sunday. But tonight, I want to take you to this amazing story. And it's the story of Mary and Joseph and Jesus and the process. And let me start right here with you in Luke 1, 26 through 30. Will you go there with me? Luke 1, 26 through 30. And it says, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. And she was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. And Gabriel appeared to her and said, greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you. Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Do not be afraid, Mary, the angel told her. So I want to pause right there and give you a story, give you a thought that you might not have thought yet, but it's right based off of this last thing that the angel said. He said, don't be afraid. Look at somebody and say, don't be afraid. Every season that we have, that we go through, we wrestle with fear, and then we find enough faith, and then we venture into the unknown. Every season, we wrestle with fear. We have to build up, stir up enough faith to move past that. And then we go and move into the unknown. So tonight, I want to talk to you about something called fear, faith, and the unknown. Look at somebody and say, fear, faith, and the unknown. This is exactly what happened 2,000 years ago, is this process of fear, faith, and the unknown. It had to be this way because, listen, Gabriel starts off with, don't be afraid. Right. Even with the shepherd's journey, he says, don't be afraid. Even with the, whenever we see this, oftentimes in scripture, we see it starts with, don't be afraid. Why? Because fear is part of the journey. No, God doesn't mean for you to stay there, but God knows that it's a component of our journey. So Gabriel tells Mary, don't be afraid. So we're looking at this. Gabriel tells Mary, because we have to face our fears. She had to face her fears. She was young. She was engaged. She had a lot of questions. She had a lot of thoughts probably buzzing through her mind in that moment. And Gabriel tells her, I understand this is a lot to take in. I know this is a lot, but don't be afraid. You're going to have to wrestle with your fear. You're going to have to defeat your fears. Look at somebody and say, you're going to have to defeat your fears. And so it was a blessing. It was great news. It was a miracle. But it was also surrounded by circumstances that could absolutely 100% cause you fear. Right? This message Gabriel was giving, the promised Messiah, the Savior to be born, Jesus. But yet it's surrounded by things that could cause fear. Can I tell you, in your life and in your journey and on your process, God is going to give you a blessing. He's going to give you miracles. He's going to move and move things in your life. But there's going to be things surrounding all those miracles that might cause you to have to wrestle with fear. And so we go on this process from fear to faith to the unknown. Fear to faith to the unknown. You have to go through fear to get to the miracle. Yep. Mary had to go through fear to get to the miracle. She didn't stay there. She didn't camp out there. David said it so well. He said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." You see, as we're believers, we're meant to walk through the valley of fear. We're not meant to camp out there. We're not meant to stay there. And Mary didn't stay there, but she definitely had to wrestle with it. She definitely had some uncomfortable moments. She had some seasons that she went through and people didn't understand, or people didn't accept her, or people rejected her. And even her fiance at one moment almost rejected her. So there was fears that she had to deal with, and things probably running through her mind about her calling and her mission and her assignment and her dreams that she had to wrestle with and face her own fears. You see, David said, I'm going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but that doesn't mean I have to agree with death. I don't have to agree with the valley. I don't have to agree with the fear. But I understand I'm going to have to walk through it. It's in the Bible. It's part of the process. It's what Mary went through. And, you know, Joseph was no different. He had a similar story, right? There was a blessing that God was trying to do, but he didn't understand it. And he's faced with all these fears. His perfect life was all of a sudden thrown out of sorts by God. Sometimes you think you have all your ducks in a row and everything is perfect and everything is peachy until God shows up and just makes a mess of everything. It seems like he just makes it so chaotic. But God, I had it all worked out. I had it all figured out. Anybody ever been there? God, I had my whole life planned out and then you came and just disrupted everything. What do you think Joseph felt like when his perfect, young, engaged fiance God, you're messing with my stuff. You're messing with my love. You're messing with my romance. You're messing. So Joseph had to wrestle with his own anxieties and worries and challenges and fears, and he had to go through this process of fear. He had to face his own things because the miracle of God is messy. The miracle is messy. I don't know if you know, but when Jesus came out, come on, moms, dads, when Jesus came out, he didn't smell powder fresh. Nope. That miracle wasn't powder fresh. It didn't smell like potpourri. Nope. The miracle of God is messy. It's surrounded oftentimes by fear and challenges. But if you want the miracle, you got to deal with the mess. If you want the miracle, if you want the blessing of God, you're going to have to welcome him into your life to move some stuff around. And even if it feels chaotic at times, I'm sure it did feel chaotic to Joseph and Mary. Everything was so simple before Gabriel showed up. And he made things more complicated. The blessing of God. The miracles of God. If you want it, if it's on your radar, if God has said it, get ready for the mess. I was sitting this afternoon with my wife, and we were just talking about the imperfections of life. Said, man, look, we're at the precipice of God doing this and God doing that and God doing this, but there's also this and this and this in between. And it frustrates you and it challenges you, and you have to wrestle with your faith and you have to wrestle with your fears, just like Joseph and Mary. So they wrestle with their fears, and now they get through all this fear. To get through this fear, they have to come up with what? Enough faith. You have to get enough faith if you want to move beyond fear. And I think that's a lot of times why people camp out in the place of fear too long, is because they never stir up enough faith. You're not getting out of the fear, the valley of fear, without faith. And so that's what's so important about your relationship with God. When you spend time with God and you spend time conversating with God, praying, right? When you spend time in God's word, what's going to happen is you get inside of you stirred the faith to get beyond the fear. The faith that you find in your relationship with God is what moves you out of the valley of fear. See, some of you, you got big dreams. You got big things God is doing in your life and God wants to do in your life, but you're still in the valley of fear. Tonight you're saying, man, I hear what you're saying. Pastor, I hear what you're saying. I'm understanding what you're saying about Joseph and Mary, but I feel like I'm still in that valley of fear. That's okay. Just don't stay there. And if you want to get out, you know what you need to do. You need to stir up faith. Because every process, every season, we have fear, yep. We have faith, yep. And we have the unknown. We have fear, and if we want to get out of fear, we got to stir up the faith, and we have faith, and eventually that takes us to the place of the unknown. If you don't have enough faith, you will never get out of fear. It breaks my heart when I hear people, they're talking, and they sound exactly like the world. Why? Because they're camped out in the valley of fear, along with everybody else in the world. You see, God created and designed you to be different. You are now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. So we stir up faith and we go to a different place. It's not that the valley of fear is not a reality. It's just that's not my address. I don't live there. I'm concerned about, in every season, how I need to stir up my faith to get me to the next place. Because I said in every season there is fear that you have to move beyond. So what I'm asking myself as a man that's on a mission from God, everybody here, you're on a mission from God, what faith do I need to stir up to get out of the valley, to get beyond the fear, to get to the next place, to get on the other side of the Red Sea? What do I need to do? David had faith. So he said, I will walk through. He already knew. He already knew he wasn't going to stay there. I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. People will be, 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it's not going to come near my dwelling. I understand fear is a part of the process. I just understand I'm not staying there. Look at somebody tonight and say, I'm not staying there. I'm not staying there. I'm not staying there. I'm so glad Joseph and Mary did not stay there. Let me tell you something. The moment Joseph heard the news, he got cold feet. Sounds like fear to me. Mary laid the plan out to him, and immediately, what does he do? He reacts in fear. He has to wrestle with his own fears and worries and anxieties and thoughts and rationalizations. But I'm so glad that God loves us so much. You know that God came to Joseph in a dream to help stir up his faith. Because he didn't have enough faith to get out of the valley. And God knew that Mary was going to need Joseph on the journey. He said, I got to help him with his faith. How many are glad that God has helped you with your faith? Right in the nick of time when you needed it, he gave you that little push that you need. He gave Joseph the push that he needed in a dream. I don't know about you, but I had a couple of dreams that have helped me along the way. I've had a couple of times that God sent somebody, a messenger, that gave me a word. It might not have been an angel, but it looked like an angel in that moment when they gave me that word of encouragement, that prophetic word that said, you can do it. This is what God has called you to do. This is what God has designed you to be. The head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God has called you for greater. And so it stirred up my faith to move out of the valley. I'm so glad that God loves us enough to send us a message to move us out of the valley. For some of you tonight, this is your message. This is your message to move you out of the valley. God has got something more for you. It's a miracle. It's like what Mary held in her arms. It's something precious that God has sent you, and he's designed it to bless the world. But you got to move from fear to faith. He's got to stir up the faith inside of you needed to get out of the valley of fear. And so I'm speaking a word to you. Maybe this is an encouragement to you. Maybe this is an angel that's saving your life tonight. Right? Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing. Touch your ear tonight. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So maybe something in this word of God is going to stir up the faith you need to get out of the valley. Now, we understand that we go through fears and that we have to have sufficient faith to move beyond the fear. But where does that take us? If we stir up faith, and hopefully we stir up enough faith that it not only moves us beyond the valley, but it moves us into the unknown, the realm we've never been before. The realm that kind of scares us a little bit because it's so big and so new and so open, and there's so many variables that we don't understand. Had a conversation with my wife this afternoon about the things that we can't control. There's people in your life and you can't control what they do. And there's circumstances in your life and you can't control all those circumstances. You can have faith and you can walk through the valley and you can get onto the other side. But guess what? Eventually, you're going to come out to a place that you've never seen before. It's the unknown. And you know what? God loves to take us to the place that we don't know. It's the unknown. It's the place that we... I've never navigated here before. God loves doing that stuff. I don't know why God loves doing that stuff to us. Has God ever done that stuff to you? Take you into some new field and say, I'm going to bless you here, but you've never been here before. So you got to trust me. That's what he did with Abraham. He said, come on, let's go to a place you've never been. It's the unknown realm. It's not even on a map you got. Just come to a place. I'll show you. And so we wrestle with fear and we gain up and we strengthen with the faith. So we move beyond there and prayerfully now we're launching out into a place that we don't know. It's unknown. But here's the great thing about the unknown is where miracles happen. The unknown is where the miracles happen. That the unknown is where the greatest favor will be on your life. The unknown is where the blessing of God resides. If you want to experience the blessing of God like never before, get out where you're so obedient and you're so beyond what you understand, man, that's where the favor of God is. That's where the miracles of God are. If you are in a place that you completely understand, guess what? Miracle ain't gonna happen there. The miracle will not happen in the place that you understand. And this is why he has to give us a peace that passes understanding. Because he already knows where he wants you to go. And it's beyond your understanding. So he said, I'm going to give you peace in the middle of not understanding where you are on the map. Fear. Faith. The unknown. That's the problem with faith. Is faith, you start working with faith and building your faith, it not only will get you out of the valley, it catapults you so far beyond the valley that you're in the unknown. You're like, God, I wanted you to get me out of the valley, but I didn't want to be uncomfortable. But God is saying that's where the miracle is. Don't you think that Mary and Joseph were so far in the unknown when they got engaged, and now Mary's pregnant? They have to go to a city while she's pregnant. They arrive at the city, but the city is overpopulated, and there's no place, no room for them to have a hotel, motel, whatever. They're staying in a stable. It is an imperfect situation. It is an unknown realm. She is a first-time mom having a baby beside horses. I don't know about you, ladies. I remember when we had our first, we were very particular about the way that we wanted things. We had a birth plan. God will mess up your birth plan. I want to birth the miracle. I want to birth the vision. And God is going to mess your birth plan up so much. Because it only happens in the unknown. What is on your paper, what is on your vision board is only part of the equation. You haven't seen the whole thing. The Bible says we see through a glass darkly. You have a vision that God has given you, but you don't know everything. And it's in the unknown that you find the beauty and the mystery of God's Spirit. It is the faith to operate in the unknown. It is the peace that you have to anchor you in a world where I don't know exactly what's going to happen in this next season, but I know God is with me. So yea, though I walk through the valley, yea, though I walk through some valleys, I'm not going to fear because I know he's with me. His rod, his staff, his provision, his protection, his correction, they comfort me. Because I'm so far out in the unknown. But I know that's exactly where I need to be. Because if I'm comfortable, there's no miracle that's about to happen. If I'm comfortable, I am out of position. If my flesh is comfortable, my spirit is out of position. The most comfortable place that Mary could have been yet is at home with her mama. Sitting on the couch with a cold drink in her hand. Somebody fanning her. But that would be absolutely the wrong place in the spirit for her to be. We get too concerned about comfort and we miss the beauty of discomfort. Something in that arduous trip to Bethlehem on a donkey 9 months pregnant. Something in that discomfort, in that unknown place, was where God would move miraculously. Stop trying to put God in a box. Stop trying to put the vision that God has given you in a box. Yeah, you see it, but you don't see the whole thing. It's still partially a mystery, and that's why it always takes you to the unknown. Why does my vision from God always take me to the unknown? Why do I have to meet some people that I've never met before and do some things that I've never done before to accomplish what God has told me? Because the unknown is a part of the process. My prayer today is that when we look at the story of Jesus, we will understand that for every miracle that God wants to bring into your life, for everything God wants to birth in your life and blow you away with how good he is, you're going to have to wrestle with fears. You're going to have to stir up faith, enough faith to not only get you out of the valley, but launch you so far into the unknown that miracles can happen. Those are the only miracles that will cause you to be able to fulfill the purpose of God. Let's bow our heads tonight. God, I thank you, Lord, for what you're saying to us. And God, we're still learning life lessons from 2,000 years ago when an obedient young couple that weren't even married yet were bold enough to trust you, God, and step out in obedience, wrestle with their own fears, wrestle with their own worries and thoughts going through their mind, and stir up faith that would able to sustain them in the unknown. God, let us learn from that whatever we find ourselves in this season or the next season or the season after that, that we will face our fears head on and we will stir up that amazing faith that you've given us and we will launch out into the unknown. Because that's where the miracle is. That's where you fulfill dreams. That's where dreams come true. It's in the place of the unknown. And as we're just praying tonight, God, help us on this journey. Help us on this journey. Maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. It's just been a story to me or something that it never really has been real to me or sunk in for me. Or maybe I drifted and I've come back and I need to reconnect. If that's you, I want to pray for you. Jesus wants to meet you where you are. If that's you, just slip up your hand today. I want to pray with you. Amen. Right where you are. Right where you are. God can do it. Amen. That's the most important thing. I see it. I see it. Yeah. Yeah. If you raise your hand, I just want you to say this prayer with me. And everybody, you can just agree with us. Say, Jesus, thank you for coming to earth 2,000 years ago. Saving me, making a way for me. Jesus, I haven't done everything right. I need your help with that. Jesus, take away all my shortcomings, all my failures, all my sins. Give me a new start today. Jesus, thank you for your free gift of forgiveness, for your free gift of love, for your free gift of eternal life. I accept your gift to me. Jesus, help me live a life like you. Help me live a life where I face my fears, where I stand in faith and I launch into the unknown. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this message, make sure to like and share. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, share hope with someone today.